Lloyd Jackson, our WJR senior news analyst, taking a look at Detroit putting the brakes on more drivers with what he calls speed humps. Lloyd, I've always called them speed bumps.
Yeah, but they've started this new thing, and it's speed humps now. I don't know.
I don't know what that's all about.
I don't know either, but let me tell you, Paul W.
You know when you hit them, though.
You sure do. That's one thing. And, you know, we're the Motor City, and we love our cars in Detroit, but some of the neighborhoods in the city, like they don't like seeing them zooming down the residential streets, especially those streets where you have a lot of kids outside.
Absolutely.
So the city of Detroit has begun adding these speed humps. They got about 700 that's going to be added to neighborhoods by mid-November, and that's in addition to the 4,500 that were announced for installation earlier this year. Now, residents, Paul W., just tired of cars flying down their 25-mile-an-hour residential streets, causing a danger to the kids, to the animals, making loud noise, just making the quality of life unbearable in the neighborhood. And these speed humps cause drivers to slow down considerably, especially those motors who a lot of times, Paul W., they use the side street to get to the main roads, like a,
well, yeah,
like
you
a
know,
Woodward or 8 Mile or something.
It occurred to me when you were saying these things that driving today is horrible for a variety of reasons. It's just bad. And now people are trying to take shortcuts. They're trying to get away from the other aggressive, crazy drivers. And they're trying to get away from all the construction, which appears to be endless.
All the time.
And so they go down those side streets, and they think they can go the speed they were going on the main streets or even
that's
the expressways. And that's wrong.
That is. And it's dangerous. And the mayor says, you know, the speed humps seem to be working. He says, really, it's like one of the most popular city programs that the city has ever announced. He says, you know, they saw the opportunity to reach more neighborhoods. They have some available funding. And so they're going to try to get them in by the end of the year rather than wait until next spring. Now, these speed humps, Paul W., go into neighborhoods where the speed limit is like 25 miles an hour. Streets near schools and parks are a priority. And the neighborhoods where there is support from residents. City has received, Paul, 17,000 requests for speed humps.
Wow.
It's popular. It's popular. Now,
well, you know what? It's one of the few things, how do I put this? It is one of the most successful things a government can do.
Yes.
It's plain and simple. You put one of those humps or bumps or call it, I don't care what you call it, you put that there, people are not going to go speeding down that street without huge consequences. Besides, the tickets aren't scaring them. But man, oh, man, you hit one of those bumps at the wrong speed and you're in big trouble.
Absolutely, you do. And, you know, once you've gone down that street a few times, it registers in your mind that, oh, well, we have speed humps here. Let me slow down. And you just get used to slowing down. Now, you can request the speed hump or you can petition to opt out of a speed hump in your neighborhood. You can go through the city's website, DetroitMI.gov, and do that. But these are very popular, Paul W.
Well, yeah, and we've got over 5,000 of them placed, but that's 12,000 fewer than have been requested.
Yes, absolutely. So it's a big deal. And I've seen them. I've gone over in the west side, and I actually, Paul W., I started seeing them last year. And I said, wow, you know, this street has these speed humps. Where did this come from? You know, then I go over on the east side, have some friends over there, and I see them there, too. I'm like, wow, this must be a city deal. That, you know, they're putting them around. And now they've just grown in popularity. People want them.
Well, it's unfortunate. The need has helped them grow in popularity. If people were driving sensibly, and since we're only put on streets where the speed limit is 25 miles per hour, if people were going 25, maybe 30 miles an hour down that street, they wouldn't put in speed humps, bumps. I'm always going to call them bumps, Lloyd. I'm sorry.
Right.
I'm never going to get used to speed humps. Anyway, so if they weren't necessary, they wouldn't be there. So here's what also happens now. Those people who've been speeding down that street at 50 miles an hour when they're double the speed limit are going to find other streets, which means we're going to need more. And when the mayor said they're very popular and they're going to do it, and they had the funding, where's that funding coming from and how do they increase the funding to put in more?
I'm sure some of this funding is going to be coming from the COVID money that the city received you know, it was been spread out. You know, he went and had those meetings with neighborhoods, and they talked about where money should go, and the safety was part of it. It's public safety. I'm sure this was part of that pile of money.
All right, Matt Loria just sent me a note, an ideal speed bumps versus speed humps. I can view this page in French if I want, but I won't.
Okay.
never had that offer before. It says, choosing an ideal traffic calming strategy. Whether people and cars are in close proximity, traffic safety is of heightened concern near playgrounds and schools, etc., etc. See, they act like these are two different things. Both speed bumps and humps are useful to encourage safe driving in pedestrian zones. I don't know. Apparently, there's a difference, but speed bumps and speed humps are vertical obstacles used in traffic management, literal bumps in the road that jolt the occupants of a vehicle moving too quickly over them.
See, that's what I would think, too. A bump would really kind of jolt you and probably shake your car up pretty bad, but the hump makes you, you know, just makes you aware to slow down without tearing your car up.
Speed humps, sometimes called road humps, or undulations, are used for 10 to 15 mile per hour speed zones. They're often seen on local streets or connector roads. Speed humps. Speed bumps are more aggressive traffic calming options than speed humps, and so are useful in places where pedestrians and cars share space closely, or for when you have kids in the neighborhood. I'm all for speed bumps. I'll have to get used to the idea that there's a difference now between humps and bumps.
Bumps.
All right. We're going to just be humping along here, Lloyd. Thanks very much.
Or bumping along.
Bumping, too. Lloyd Jackson, WJR senior news analyst. We covered from all angles, humps and bumps.